back here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Game two of our doubleheader, American Legion Zone 2 baseball tournament here tonight in Wathena. Corning, a 10-0 win over Hiawatha in game number one. Now we get Doniphan County and Seneca in the nightcap. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman, Crennan Prophet alongside. Let's get you the lineups for this one tonight. Game number two, Seneca post 21, the road team on the scoreboard. Record of 10-12. Here's how it'll go against DC tonight. Caleb Heenick bats first. He'll be at second base. Batting second is the third baseman, Jack Mackey. Batting third is the shortstop, Evan Olberding. Batting in the cleanup spot, that is center fielder, Sam Nordis. Batting fifth is the DH, Reese Garrity. Batting sixth is the left fielder, in Derek Wirtz. Catching and batting seventh, that is Levi Thomas. Batting eighth and at first base is Caden Peterson. And pitching and batting ninth is Camden Schmidt. So for Seneca post 21, here against Doniphan County tonight, Heenick at second, Mackey at third, Olberding at short, Nordis in center field, Garrity to the DH, Wirtz in left, Thomas catching, Peterson at first, and Schmitz is pitching tonight. For Doniphan County, post 55, a record of 13-9. The home team on the scoreboard on their home field here this week. Dustin Veach will lead things off. He'll be at third base. Batting second is the pitcher in Cooper Everly. Batting third is the second baseman in Ryder Davis. The cleanup spot is the shortstop. That is Logan Blevins. Batting fifth is the first baseman, Beckham Griffin. In the number six spot, that is center fielder, Luke Bennett. Batting seventh is the catcher, Hayden Paulino. Batting eighth, the left fielder, in Brett Heim. And rounding it out, batting ninth, the right fielder, is Adam Key. So again, for Doniphan County, post 55, Beach at third, Everly pitching, Davis at second, Blevins at short, Griffin at first, Bennett's in center field, Paulino catching, Heim the left fielder, and Keys is the right fielder. Logan Crennan Prophet alongside Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman with you moments away from the first pitch of this important game number two tonight for both of these teams. How impressive it was to watch Corning really dominate that one from the jump against Hiawatha, a 10-0 win. Now we get set for Doniphan County and Seneca. And just like the first matchup tonight, same as game two. These two teams have played four times. They have each won twice.
Yeah, well, a little different fashion. I know it's a 2-2 split there, but Seneca lost in the first doubleheader series against Doniphan County. Doniphan County won game one, 11-10, won game two, 13-3. And then Seneca, you know, they've had a better last couple games. They've won three out of their last four games. And with those two wins, it was a sweep over Doniphan County, 13-5, 11-6. So against Seneca, they've had some rough stretches throughout the season. They had that 9-game losing streak that they were on, but now they've finally kind of starting to build some momentum. They have a chance to build a lot of momentum here in the zone tournament to try to get to the state next week, but they have to come out on top, or if Hiawatha places first, they could at least come in second. But again, both these teams, a real shot of going to the state next week. Again, we've talked about it. All these teams kind of, you know, really parody each other and go well against each other.
Again, the loser of this one between Doniphan County and Seneca will move to the bottom side of the bracket to take on Hiawatha tomorrow night. That'll be an elimination game. And then the winner's bracket game at 8 o'clock, Corning gets the winner, again, of our upcoming contest with Doniphan County and Seneca. First pitch moments away. American Legion Baseball on KNZA. It is presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. And also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Again, Doniphan County, the home team, on their home field tonight. Seneca will see them up to bat first. Post number 21, Crendon mentioned a moment ago, there was a stretch middle of the season where Seneca was just trying to find something. They lost 9 consecutive games at one point, but 3-1 over the last four, sitting just 2 games south of 500 at 10-12. So you just kind of look at, break it into three parts. For Seneca, great start to the season, a rough middle part, but coming on a little bit strong on the positive side here down the stretch.
Yeah, and they just want to continue that going in here. And some keys for this game, you know, really kind of continues, you know, as I mentioned, the keys last game comes down to the pitching battle. I hear a great one, Schmitz from Seneca, Eberle from Doniphan County. Now again, Eberle early on the season, he couldn't pitch because Fort Scott kind of put a limitation on him. Again, that's where he's committing to. He's going to go pitch there. He was allowed just a couple weeks ago to be limited to, I think, about 30 pitches, as I was told, but now he's got the go. His arm is in go. He can go as many as it, you know, the American Legion allows that you can go to. So again, this is Eberle here. He's got a great arm. Not only is he playing for this summer American Legion League, but also he does do more of a collegiate one over the summer as well. So he's a big time player. This would really help him get some good footing here before he starts his collegiate journey. But for Schmidt, from Seneca. He also is going to try to look for a hot start here today as well.
Well, you mentioned Everly, just a sensational baseball player going to Fort Scott Community College. Watched him in a home run in Hiawatha last week as they were closing out that regular season with that doubleheader against Hiawatha, who we just saw lose to Corning earlier tonight, 10-0. Seneca, the road team, batting first here in game number two. The green jersey tops and gray pants. It's Caleb Henick, the second baseman, as Cooper Everly toes the slab. It's a right-v-right matchup here, and the first pitch of game number two is a ground ball. Slow roller, left side, Blevins it short, has time, and makes an accurate throw to Beckham Griffin. One pitch, one out, and game two is underway here tonight.
Well, shout out to Cooper Everly's mom. Had to confirm with her if this is his first start. It's his first start in over a month here, so for him, again, he's going to see some early Rockies, maybe some bruises, but again, he's the guy who's going to try to get going here, and that first early pitch for an out definitely going to help him go a long way.
Here is Jack Mackey. Steps in, takes a fastball called strike, and it's quickly 0-1. So Henick a ground out. Mackey steps in, just getting going, top of the first inning. Off speed, gets outside and away. And now Mackey at 1-1. Also going to see Evan Olberding here for Seneca in this top of the first inning. Game number five between these two this summer. They have played four times, and they have each won twice. Lace to right field and towards the gap, and that one is in there for a hit. As Mackey takes a long turnaround first, he'll hold there. Nice job by Keys, the right fielder, to get it in quickly. And our first hit in game two is a one-out single in the first by Seneca's Jack Mackey.
You mentioned that Seneca has gotten hot recently, and one of the stretches they got hot is against this Dauphin County team when they brought the sweep 13-5, 11-6. So, you know, they're ready to bring a lot of fire here in this early going.
So Everly quickly out of the stretch, a one-out base runner here in the top of the first inning. As Evan Olberding pops one up, it's going to be shallow center field. Bennett's running on it, settles under it, and makes the catch. And quickly now two outs, and it's up to the cleanup spot in center fielder Sam Nordis, but a nice comeback there for Everly. One pitch, one out scenario on Olberding.
So we got a little bit of a sprinkle here, 79 degrees, a 6-mile-per-hour wind just coming breezingly out of the north, but can't tell much with the tree coverage here.
Runner at first, and two outs here in the top of the first, no score. First pitch by Everly to Sam Nordis, a little bit outside for ball number one. Sam Nordis, graduate of Nemaha Central High School, the leading wide receiver last year for that Thunder team that made it to the state championship game. Settling in here, wrapping things up for him this summer. Now he hits it opposite field and deep, backing up his keys. He looks up, and he wasn't really sure where it was. He was way away from where that ball landed, up against the warning track and on the fence and all the way to third base with an RBI triple is Sam Nordis with two outs here in the first inning, and Seneca has struck first.
Yeah, great going here early on the order from Seneca. Cleanup man, Sam Nordis, comes up. Big hard knock out to the right. Keys just having a hard time trying to read where that ball was really going to go. End up falling down that right corner. But, yeah, no, great hit by Nordis to be able to get the first RBI knock of the game.
So an RBI triple by Sam Nordis. He is at third base with two outs. Here's the big DH and lefty, Reese Garrity. Sixth fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. So Keys and right. He probably ended up 15 or 20 feet away from where that ball landed. Just, yeah, lost track of it on his way back towards the track. Now Garrity, a golf swing there, missed everything with the P wedge, and quickly no balls, two strikes.
Well, right now, if you're Everly, you just want to stay confident. You just want to, again, get ahead of these batters, and out of this thing with only one run given up.
Everly going out of the windup here with that runner at third base being Sam Nordis. And now a foul ball just off the left side of the plate, and stays no balls and two strikes here on Reese Garrity. So after a single by Mackey, two outs after an Olberding flyout, Nordis with an RBI triple, and there's a fastball knee high called strike number three. So Everly comes back, strikes out Garrity to end this top of the first inning, but Seneca is on the board. It is a two-out RBI triple by the cleanup spot in Sam Nordis. We go to the bottom of the first here in Wathena, a 1-0 score here on KNCA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Tanya Nilberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You'll feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KNCA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, and McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Game 2, Night 1, here of the Zone 2 American Legion Baseball Tournament in Wathena. Brandon Tamaker and Prophet Kirk Kilman, a 1-0 start for Seneca. A two-out RBI triple by Sam Nordis. And now we'll see Camden Schmitz on the bump. He'll get the top three of the D.C. order. Dustin Veach, Cooper Eberle, and Ryder Davis.
Yeah, not a bad start for Seneca. You mentioned the RBI knock triple from Nordis, and that's what you want from Seneca, you know, to get them going here early at the top of the order. But for Dauphin County, we know how deadly their top of the order is. We know what Veach can do, especially when he can get his wheels on the track, that track being the base pass. His ability to manipulate it is impressive. Of course, Eberle, second up in the order. He's got a great at-bat. Davis and Logan Blevins, just the top four in the order here for Dauphin County. It's going to be a hard way to work around here for Schmitz.
Here's Camden Schmitz, the Seneca right-handed starter. His first pitch to Dustin Veach. Fastball missing way upstairs for ball one. And with Seneca leading 1-0, the bottom of the first is underway.
And Schmitz a little out of control on his first pitch. He shakes off his right hand and the right knee and hopefully looking to find the zone here on this next pitch.
Dustin Veach elite in the leadoff spot. And there's a called strike with the fastball, and it's 1-1. Now, we saw Corning dominate Hiawatha in the first game tonight, 10-0 in five innings. And Seneca's jumped out to a 1-0 lead after a half inning here in game number two. There's another called strike here to Veach, and he is behind at 1-2. Cooper Eberle in the on-deck circle. Ryder Davis in the hole for D.C. Here is the 1-2 by Schmitz. Took a little bit off and just missed a little bit up and inside. Boy, I thought it was about to be rung up by the umpire, but held off. Good eye by Veach, and it's 2-2. Schmitz kicks and fires, and it's just fouled off. Stays two balls and two strikes. So Schmitz on the bump, Thomas the catcher, Mackey at third, Olberding at short. You got Hienick at second, Peterson at first. Left field to right field for the Seneca D. It's Wirtz, Nordis, and Cooper Hike. And another foul off here. Good battle by Veach, staying two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some great pitches that are getting delivered here by Schmitz. So he's just, again, trying to protect on that count for the 2-2.
Did I say Cooper?
It's Carter.
It's Carter.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Apologize, Carter.
Carter Hike in right field for Seneca here. Fastball runs up and inside, and now the count full. 3-2 here on Veach. So he's fouled off a couple. He's worked the full count. Now Schmitz really having to battle here with a very good leadoff man in Dustin Veach. Resting that bat on the left shoulder. 3-2 offering. Is fouled off again. Big battle here. Start things off in the home first with Seneca out to a 1-0 lead on an RBI triple by Sam Nordis in the top half of the inning.
Yeah, this has been a real nice at-bat here by Veach, regardless of the outcome. Just, again, working a good count against Schmitz.
Now working towards maybe a double-digit pitch count here. And now he reaches out. And he hits it out just barely over the third baseman in Mackey and into left field for a hit. What a piece of hitting by Dustin Veach. Might have been outside the zone with that location, but just reached out, popped it, enough power just to get over Mackey at third, and after all that, a leadoff single by Dustin Veach.
Yeah, Veach worked Schmitz there probably, I think, about eight pitches, so to be able to get away with that at-bat with a single, that is a very good quality at-bat by Veach, and now his teammate, Eberle.
Yep, here's Cooper Eberle, runner at first base. Do you think Veach is going to take off? He's got a heavy lead over there at first base.
I put a nickel and dime on it.
Nickel and a dime. He takes off. You'd get it. The pitch is low, and the exchange by Thomas from glove to hand, unsuccessful. And sliding in safely, Veach with the steal.
I would have put a dollar on it, but I don't got a dollar. I'll get one by the end of the day, though.
You had nickels and dimes on Veach to steal. You're going to probably wind up with a dollar by the end of tonight's game. Doesn't have much of a lead at second. He sure loves to steal third. And really making Schmitz look back at him multiple times here. Doesn't go. The pitch is in there. And a called strike to Everly, and now the count at 1-1. How many times calling D.C. games have we seen Veach reach? Steal second, steal third. Multiple times. He is at second, thought about taking off. The mind games at second base, thought about taking off, and Everly fouls this pitch away, straight into the dirt. And right now, Everly in protection mode. It's 1-2. Ryder Davis in the on-deck circle for Doniphan County. Seneca leading the game 1-0 with no outs, and a runner at second base here in the bottom of the first. But Schmidt's having to work out of a jam here, at least a little bit of a jam. He'll step off the rubber. Everly, the count at 1-2, and now Levi Thomas, the catcher, going to call time and go out to the mound to have a conversation with Camden Schmitz.
Yeah, just a quick discussion here for the 1-2 count against Everly. Again, Everly's got his teammate in scoring position. And how many times have you seen Veach on base and Everly have his teammate in scoring position, his Mustang teammate from Dawson West? So they make a great pair. I mean, they did the same thing during their high school season, and they're a good 1-2 punch combo.
Now, those two part of that run for Doniphan West baseball that made it all the way to the regional championship game, but losing a low-scoring game to Valley Falls. Of course, Valley Falls made a run to that state championship here this past spring, coming up short in the title game. Here's a 1-2 after the meeting, and it's a slow roller to the shortstop in Olberding. Holds Veach, throws the first in time for the out, and that's going to hold Veach at second base. Nicely done by Olberding to get out number one of the inning. So here's Ryder Davis, runner at second base, now one out. Seneca leading at 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. We've seen a few raindrops. It is cloudy. Rain expected later on tonight. Well, looking to just dive through this one and get to tomorrow night. Veach at second base, not a crazy big lead, but certainly has the threat to take off. He does. There's a swing and a miss. Throw to third, tag applied, and it is in. Oh, no, they're going to call him safe. I guess he missed the tag at third base. Mackey kind of in disbelief, according to the body language. Boy, the throw was well in time by Thomas, but the umpire says no tag, and Veach safe at third base.
Well, again, you mentioned it. It was right on time, just unfortunately not quite on target there. And, again, you might have seen that applied, and we don't have a replay system. But, again, I mean, Veach, his speed and his ability to manipulate, he might have just been able to get around that third baseman.
And now an 0-1 is a swing and a drill out to right center field and a base hit for Davis, and that ties the game as Veach scores. Good piece of base running by Veach, working over to third, and on an 0-1 pitch, Ryder Davis, a sharp single to right center. And here in the bottom of the first, it is a 1-1 tie.
Yeah, both these teams are displaying their strength of the top of the orders that they bring. So, you know, another key you can throw into this game is how well does the meat of the order and the bottom of the order perform for these teams today.
Here is Logan Blevins in the cleanup spot. Runner at first base, one out here in the home first, 1-1 tie. First pitch in the dirt, ball number one. Levin starting tonight defensively at shortstop as Ryder Davis driving in the game-tying run here in the first. Schmitz working that pitch count up. He's trying to get out of it, no more harm done. And now a slow roller right back to Schmitz off the mound to his left, only play at first for the out. And now a throw down to second in time for a double play. Ryder Davis off the bag towards third. And just a little lazy getting back, and it turns into a double play, and the inning is over. Nice job defensively by Seneca to get out of that with the DP. But a run is in. Ryder Davis, an RBI single. And we go to the second here in Wathena. It's a 1-1 tie.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS. Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball continuing tonight in Wathena. Kurt, Brandon, Crendon all with you. We go to the second for game number two. It's a 1-1 tie. Donovan County and Seneca. Derek Wirtz leading it off for Seneca here in the away second. First pitch by Everly, a called strike. And we're underway. Top two. RBI by Sam Nordis with a triple in the first. The run for Seneca. The 0-1 a little bit inside. Now 1-1. Here on the left fielder, Derek Wirtz. Levi Thomas, Caden Peterson also due up for Seneca. Now this one is hit well out towards right field. Keys working to his left, eyes it up, makes the catch, and redeems himself there for out number one.
Yeah, and you mentioned they redeemed a big redemption there on that catch. It was the last time a fly ball head out that way. It was a little harder, for the playable for Keys, but nice job there tracking that one and getting that early out.
Here's the lefty, number 9 on the jersey, and number 2 in the position with the catcher, and Levi Thomas. Fastball missing inside, and it's 1-0.
And Levi Thomas bringing up my favorite bat, the pencil bat, the old trust number 2.
You got to trust the number 2 bat. A 1-0 is fouled away, just barely caught a piece, and now 1-1. A 1-1 tie here in the second. Still very early here, game number two. Corning dominated Hiawatha in game one. They run rule 10-0 victory. Now this one is hit high in the air, but on the infield, it's actually going to be Everly off the mound towards home plate in between the two positions, makes the catch, and just like that, two up and two down very quickly.
Well, you could say he erased the runner there.
Is that a pencil bat reference, I'm guessing?
Yeah, he hit it off the top of the eraser part.
For listeners at home, these jabs that Crennan likes to throw out, it's Kurt telling him to say that in our ear as we continue on.
That's my control, yep.
So two up, two down. Here is Caden Peterson. First pitch missing a little bit outside, so he jumps in front at 1-0. So after giving up that RBI triple, three consecutive batters retired here for Everly, so a little bit of a groove going. Peterson nubs this one foul, and it's 1-1. Hit it down the right side of the line. Everly out of the windup, trying to face the minimum in the second, missing high with the fastball, and it's 2-1. Oh, Peterson is able to get on. Camden Schmitz in the on-deck circle. Everly kicks, and the 2-1. Fastball, outer edge, called strike, and it's 2-2. Seneca, a record of 10-12. And went 11-8 last summer. And reaching out and missing it all in the off-speed. Strikeout for Cooper Everly. Nicely done. He goes 3 up, 3 down. That was a quick top of the second inning. A 1-1 tie. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade? This is Lynette Hiltebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Chime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Brandon, Crendon, Kurt all with you here on KNCA. Bottom of the second inning we go. It's a 1-1 tie between Donovan County and Seneca, the Zone 2 Legion baseball tournaments getting going tonight. And game one, it was all Corning, 10-0 over Hiawatha. And right now in the second of the double dip, bottom of the second we go, Beckham Griffin leading things off for Doniphan County against Camden Schmitz out of Seneca. So Griffin, jersey number 42, about to be the four-year starting quarterback. So we head into the fall for Riverside football, and he laces this one out towards the gap in left center, and that ball is caught in the gap right in front of the track. It hung up just enough for Nordis to make the run into the gap and make the catch right before the warning track for out number one.
Yeah, terrific grab and communication from Nordis out in center field. I mean, you kind of look where that gap was hit at. You could argue it's probably closer towards out in left field, but at center left, and yeah, great call out by Nordis and a great catch to report that first out.
So just like that, one pitch, one out. Here is the center fielder, Luke Bennett. As Schmitz fires and skips it in the dirt for ball one. Well, Schmitz certainly had to work. Only faced four in that first inning, but Dustin Veach worked a near 10-pitch at bats and had to work around that. A couple of steals, an RBI by Davis. A 1-1 tie here between these two in the home second. Bases empty, one out. Next pitch missing outside to Bennett, now 2-0. Lights are on. We have felt a few raindrops here and there, but nothing significant to this point. Rain scheduled later on tonight. Next pitch, Schmitz got him with the fastball on the outer edge, called strike, and now two balls, one strike. Now Bennett's batting sixth tonight, playing defensively in center field. And the 2-1 to him is a ground ball under the glove of Schmitz and behind second base, making a great play and throw. Is it complete? Yes, it is. A stretch by Peterson, kept the toe on the bag. A great play by Olberding behind second base to field and fire. A bang-bang play, nicely done for out number two.
Yeah, and that's exactly why, as a first baseman, you're kind of overlooked as one of the more athletic players on the team. You got to really be able to stretch your legs out right there as a prime example. Peterson just putting it all out there, nearly putting out the banana splits just to make that play. Great job.
First pitch swinging, Hayden Paulino lifts it high in the air, shallow center field. Olberding, the shortstop, going to go out there, make the play himself, and that retires the side. So three up and three down, nicely done for Camden Schmitz, setting down D.C. in order in the home second. So 1-1 tie here in Wathena. You're listening to coverage of the Zone 2 American Legion Baseball Tournament here on KNZA.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball continuing on KNZA. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon, Crendon, Kurt, all with you here on KNCA. Game two tonight in Wathena. It's a 1-1 tie between Doniphan County and Seneca as we go to the third.
Yeah, a completely different game than what we saw in our first game where it was Corning and Hiawatha, where it was a kind of a one-sided pitching battle with Haferkamp just completely dominating. We are seeing two great pitchers going at it here on the mounds against each other between Eberle and Schmitz. Both are just going right off of each other here. So right now it's about what team's kind of going to break here and break loose with some scoring.
9-1 and 2 in the Seneca order. First pitch by Eberle to Camden Schmitz, a little bit low for ball one. And the third inning is off and running as the 1-0. In the dirt as well, quickly 2-0 here on Camden Schmitz. Caleb Heenick, Jack Mackey also due up for Seneca. Both teams, one run, two hits coming into this third inning as Everly lost another one way low and inside and really not even close with the first three offerings, and it's 3-0 on Schmitz.
Man, just need to find himself back into a control. He's already got two strikeouts here so far today. Both those have come out the last out of both innings so far.
And the 3-0 is inside, ball four. Something you don't see too often from Cooper Everly issuing a four-pitch walk. And Schmitz at first base, nobody out. We flip it to the top of the order with second baseman Caleb Heenick. He'll bat from the right side, jersey number 16. He was a ground-out victim in his first at-bat tonight's game. He's 0-1. But Everly out of the stretch, first pitch, fastball outside part of the plate. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Now, Sam Nordis in the first, an RBI triple, tallying the lone run for Seneca. And now a throw by Paulino down to first, and it gets out into right field, and that's going to allow Schmitz to get up to second base.
No, definitely an unforced error that did not need to get made there by Paulino. Just not enough spacing there from Schmitz off that first base bag to really think about making that throw. But even if you make it, just not a great one.
That one just sailed away out of the hand of Paulino, and now a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Here's a 1-1 to Heenick, and it's a fastball called strike. And now Heenick down in the count at 1-2. A base hit could break the 1-1 tie here in the top of the third. 1-2 count, though, the advantage for Everly on Caleb Heenick. Everly sets, glancing back at second, kicks, deals, and it just is barely fouled away to stay at 1-2.
Good high fastball delivery by Cooper Everly. See if he maybe goes a little lower here at that fastball, try to get that strikeout.
Runner at second base is Camden Schmitz. He reached on a walk and got the second on a throwing error by Paulino just a moment ago. Here's the 1-2 again by Everly. Bends it in there and waiting on it, lifting it out towards shallow left field. This is actually going to be the shortstop, and Blevins running and the hat flying off to make the catch. Nice athletic play and a big first out here for Everly and crew in the third inning.
Yeah, terrific play by Blevins. Not only that, but calling off the third baseman in Veach and also the left fielder in Heim, and a great hustle to get that out.
And you also keep Schmitz locked up at second base, so no advance there. He remains there. Now one out in the inning. Here is Jack Mackey with a single and a run scored tonight. Everly still glancing at second. And now we will fake a throw back to second. And back safely without the throw is Camden Schmitz. Everly sets again, fires in the first pitch to Mackey, and it's a little bit low for ball one. Now, if you're just joining us, again, Corning over Hiawatha in five innings in game one. Dominant fashion, 10-0. As the 1-0 here, tails a little bit outside. Two balls, no strikes here on Jack Mackey. And right now here in game two, Doniphan County and Seneca locked up at 1-1. Seneca batting in the top of the third with one out and a runner at second. 2-0 pitch by Everly to Mackey. The runs inside missing, three balls, no strikes. Well, we've seen command kind of an issue here for Everly in this inning. Gave up a four-pitch walk to Schmitz, and now has worked behind Mackey at 3-0. And the 3-0 on the way, taken all the way, and it is in there for a strike. Now 3-1. Fastball outer edge. Base hit could break the tie. As Everly sets, and the 3-1 to Mackey. It is high, ball four. So multiple walks issued this inning by Cooper Everly. Now Seneca, first and second with one out for the shortstop and Evan Olberding.
Everly just needing to get back on track here. And, you know, for Olberding, as he comes up in the order last time, he popped up the center field. He has a chance at the runner in scoring position to get himself on the board and teammates.
First and second with one out. First pitch to Olberding. Good stop by Paulino. It was low and outside. He had to shimmy to his right to keep it in front. And it's one ball, no strikes. So Olberding flew out to center in his first at-bat tonight. One ball, no strikes, one out, two on. Here's the pitch. And just out in front, he fouls it away down the third base line and evened up at one ball, one strike. Iowapa guaranteed a spot next week. Essentially three teams for one spot here over the next few nights. Corning got out to that edge with a win over Hiawatha. Now one of these two teams looking for that jump start here in this tournament. Two balls, one strike. Now the count on Evan Olberding. Mackey at first. Schmidt's the runner at second. A 1-1 tie here in the third. Here's the pitch, and it's high, missing with the fastball. And three balls and one strike. So now three of the four batters faced. Everly has gotten way behind in the count. And the 3-1 is hit high in the air down the left field line, very high, and it's probably going to be out of play. It is. And the count now, three balls, two strikes.
If you're ever here, you definitely don't want to walk the bases loaded just already in the third inning and trying to limit Seneca just to one run.
And you got Nordis in the on-deck circle who had the RBI triple in his first at-bat. Certainly don't want to give him an opportunity with the bases loaded. 3-2 pitch on the way, and it just missed outside, ball four. Boy, that was very close. That is the third walk issued this inning by Eberle.
And there's the mound.
And the mound visit is on. A 1-1 tie here in Wathena. Right now, Seneca with the bases loaded and one out in the inning. It is a players only. Nope. No, we do have a coach out there. I thought it was a players only meeting for a second, but the conference call here is Seneca, a big opportunity, Crendon, a 1-1 tie, but they got him loaded up for a very capable hitter.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be a quick meeting here, just trying to calm down Eberle. We know Eberle is a great level pitcher. I mean, he's going to try to pitch collegiately as well as playing shortstop and being a hitter. So yeah, he's a great all-around player. So just to calm him down here and get him in the right mindset is upcoming here. He's got Sam Nordis, who had the big knock back in that first inning. You mentioned the RBI triple, and then he was left stranded on third base. But a big chance here for Seneca to expand the score, and also a big chance here for Eberle to get out of this jam.
So here we go, Eberle pitching to Sam Nordis, and the first pitch, a swing and a miss on a fastball, and it's 0-1.
And that's a great first pitch and delivery. Eberle hasn't been ahead of any batter yet so far, except for Henick, which he got out on the pop-out, so see what we can do here.
That one fouled straight back on an off-speed pitch, and quickly Nordis behind in the count. So Eberle jumping out 0-2. Runner at third is Schmitz. Runner at second is Mackey. Runner at first is Olberding. Seneca trying to break a 1-1 tie here against Doniphan County in the top of the third. Big 0-2 pitch on the way out of the windup. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him with the fastball. Nordis way behind, and that is out number two and strikeout number three for Eberle.
And that's what a great pitcher is going to offer you, versatility and then also perseverance, be able to go back right to it. Three straight fastballs, delivering in all different locations, and on the last one, just giving all heat. High, letter high, Nordis just couldn't catch up to it. Great fastball strikeout there by Eberle.
It is now up to Reese Garrity, the lefty DH, and he hacks away at the first pitch and fouls it straight back, so he'll fall behind at 0-1. He was the last out of the first inning, striking out. Now he has the bases loaded with two outs, a 1-1 game here in the top of the third inning. Night one, game two of this Zone 2 tournament. And now this is hit well out towards right field. Backing up towards the fence is Keys, looking up and watching it fly. Crendon Prophet, bases clearing in a big way. It's a grand slam for Reese Garrity.
Yeah, that one cutting all the way to the cornfield. A great big hit there by Gary. Grand slam. And that's going to have the entire dugout waiting for Garrity as he trots his way to home plate, takes off his helmet, and clinks it with the rest of the team. How about that? A grand slam. Here is, again, Thunder Horizon.
Into the corn, as you mentioned, in right field. Keys ran towards the warning track, looked up, watched it sail over. It's 317 down the right line, about 340 to the gap in right center. Now it's between the gap and the foul line. And just like that, one swing, Seneca's lead is 5-1. And the first pitch to Derek Wirtz is in there for a called strike. So a grand slam by Reese Garrity. As Eberle's next pitch, way outside, 1-1. And with two outs, nonetheless, a big-time hit for Reese Garrity. Here's the 1-1, and a little bit inside, and now two balls, one strike.
And important to remember here, this is Everly's first start in over a month here on the mound, so really just kind of shaking off everything at this point and just reset the mentality and get this locked out.
And that fastball ran high. Three balls, one strike now on Derek Wirtz. Levi Thomas in the on-deck circle. Reese Garrity a moment ago, a grand slam for Seneca to give them a 5-1 lead. And that next pitch upstairs, ball four, and Wirtz works a walk. That'll bring up Levi Thomas.
Well, you figure that here, Eberle, just trying to get out of this inning might be his last. We'll see.
They mentioned it. Hasn't pitched much, really, if any, throughout the summer, and finally getting the go-ahead to get a start here tonight in Seneca. And it hasn't been... First two innings were solid, but again, the walks here this inning plus the grand slam. And now this one by Levi Thomas is lifted towards the opposite field, and Blevins running towards the line. And the shortstop makes a fantastic catch to end the inning. But the damage done with two outs, a grand slam by Reese Garrity, and a four spot hung up by Seneca has given them a 5-1 lead here on KNCA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Summer has arrived. We all love to take in those warm summer rays, but we must remember to protect our skin and our eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen SPF 15 or higher, wear protective clothing including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risk for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. ComTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. To the bottom of the third we go here in Wathena. Donovan County trailing by a score of 5-1, Crendon Prophet, two outs, bases loaded. Reese Garrity, grand slam for Seneca to give him that four-run cushion.
Yeah, in that inning, Seneca 1-for-2 with runners in scoring position. Nordis had the bases, had a chance at the bases loaded. He got struck out in the fastball. Eberle with two outs, bases loaded. He just kept it to the fastball. He kept it true. Garrity, though, he waited on it, and he found the pitch, and he sent it right out to the right center field to the cornfield, and, well, that's the last time we saw the ball. They're still probably trying to look for it out there. That was, again, great location, great hit.
See if DC responds here, down 5-1, batting in the bottom of the third inning, Camden Schmitz. And the fastball runs inside and hits the left fielder, Brett Heim. So one pitch and a free base. Heim hit in the left shoulder. He's all good down to first, so one pitch, one base runner. That brings up number 9 in the order in the right fielder, Adam Keyes. And you'll take it however you can get it when you are trailing. So Schmitz out of the stretch now with Heim at first base, just being hit by a pitch a moment ago. They're going to toss it to first. And boy, Peterson had to stretch to keep that one from getting away. A 5-1 Seneca lead here against Donovan County. DC up here batting with a runner at first and nobody out in the bottom of the third. Schmidt sets, Lansing back at first, now fires it in, but Schoen missed it all. And a called strike to Adam Keyes. It's 0-1. You'll see if DC continues to try the small ball tactic here, trying to get that runner into scoring position. Keyes number 9 in the order, Dustin Veach on deck. No balls, one strike. He won't show bunt. He watched it high, and it's 1-1. Again, this Seneca team at one point had a stretch where they lost 9 consecutive games. but 3-1 over their last four coming into tonight. And Schmitz gets a fastball belt high and a called strike, and it's 1-2 here on Keys. Brett Hyman first after being hit by a pitch to lead things off this inning. Schmidt sets and glancing and firing and delivering a strikeout. Swing and a miss by Keys. First strikeout tonight for Schmidt and out number one here in the home third.
Yeah, even though Schmidt, again, has only delivered one strikeout, we've seen him this season, especially in kind of this later part, just become a real great pitcher, real good contact pitcher as well. And then his supporting cast in the infield and outfield, especially the orbiting a shortstop, man, he's got a great round cast.
So back to the top of the order, second time through, it's Dustin Veach. A single, couple of steals, and a run scored in the first. He's got Heim at first with one out here in the third, but his team down by four. And Schmitz, his first offering missed just a little bit outside with the fastball, and it's 1-0. A little bit open on that stance for the lefty. Now a throw back to first base once again, and a little bit closer of a play as Heim is back in safely with the head first slide. 1-0, 1-1. Schmidt sets, belt level, kicks, deals, and missed a little bit outside, 2-0.
Well, we know the dangers of each and what he brings, so definitely want to keep him off the base path as much as possible here if you're Schmidt.
Well, he's probably upset he's got a runner in front of him because if he gets on, he's not going to be able to try to steal if Heim is still aboard in front, but we'll see. Has the advantage, the 2-0, and low and inside. 3-0. Opportunity brewing here, potentially, for Donovan County. Let's see how aggressive, if any, if Veach is here. Count heavily in his favor at 3-0. As Schmidt sets, belt level, and deals. And right down the middle for a called strike. Now 3-1. Wonder how many stolen bases Veach has going back to the high school season, maybe Legion Ball this summer. And now he hits this one hard and in the gap and out towards right field for a base hit. He split Henick and Peterson, the second and first baseman respectively. And on a 3-1 pitch, Veach reaching base with another hit, another single, and Heim up to second base. So now first and second with one out. That brings up Cooper Eberle.
Yeah, I can do you one better. I wonder how many stolen bases he has since Pee Wee.
Well, again, I just mentioned, probably upset. Unless it's a double steal, he is going to hang at first base with Heim up there at second. For Donovan County, 2-1. Here is Eberle. First pitch a little bit outside. It gets away, and that wild pitch allows both runners to advance. So Heim up to third and Veach up to second. So now base hit could make this a two-run game. Seneca's lead is 5-1. Donovan County threatening here in the home third. Two in scoring position with only one out. As Eberle is in there. And Schmidt, yes to the sign by the catcher Levi Thomas. The 1-0 is fouled away. And 1-1.
Well, if you're Eberle here, you got no chance better than to kind of make up for that big grand slam given up at the four walks than to try to get both these runners in and support your team here and start making that early comeback.
Here's the set and the deal, and it's a high chopper, third base side, and now off the bag between third and home is a pickle. Heim is in trouble as Thomas running him back, and he gets the tag applied before he gets back safely to third. So Jack Mackey starting that with a good stab at third, and then Heim was caught. And then immediately thrown in a pickle between home and third, a couple of toss backs, and ultimately Thomas, the catcher, chasing him all the way back, and a diving tag for out number two.
Yeah, it was a great job, an IQ play by Mack. He didn't make the immediate throw to first base. Instead, he immediately recognized that Heim was taking off for home plate, and if he made that throw to first, the runner was going to come in and score. So he made that throw to Thomas. Thomas, well, you just mentioned, kind of did the rest of the work there with that sliding tag.
So Veach stuck at second, now Eberle occupying first base. 2-2. But a big play there to get the lead run. And right now keep Donovan County off the board for at least one more batter, but Ryder Davis is up. He drove in the lone DC run back in the first with a single. Schmitz looks back at second at Beach, fires, missing outside, and it's one ball, no strikes. A 5-1 Seneca lead here in the bottom of the third. Game two, night one of this Zone 2 Legion Baseball Tournament. Next pitch low, two balls, no strikes here on Ryder Davis. A double elimination tournament. Corning awaits the winner of this game tomorrow night. And Hiawatha gets the loser of this game in what would be the first elimination game of the tournament. As this one is fouled straight back, out of play. And Davis still in front, though. It's two balls, one strike. Beach at second, Everly at first. Seneca's four-run lead thanks to a grand slam with two outs that last inning by Reese Garrity. There's a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch there. Evens up the count on Davis at 2-2. The lights are on. The sun is gone. Beautiful night here. And a bender in there just missed outside, and the count runs full at 3-2. Both runners able to take off here. Two outs in the inning. First and second, Seneca trying to hang to that four-run lead. Three balls, two strikes here on Ryder Davis. Schmidt sets, fires, and it's a swing and a miss. He blew it by him with the fastball. Out number three in the inning is over. So Doniphan County, a couple of base runners on with one out, but they come up empty. Go to the fourth here in Wathena, Seneca 5 and Doniphan County 1.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our first pitching change here in game number two. Ryder Davis takes over for Doniphan County as Cooper Everly's night is done after three innings of work. Four walks, three strikeouts, and five runs to give up a grand slam to Reese Garrity. A 5-1 Seneca lead as Ryder Davis will take over here. As we get set to start the fourth inning in Wathena tonight, Brandon Kurtz, Crindon, all with you.
Well, again, that was Everly's, again, first start in over a month, and really his first two innings were pretty well done. He had a 1-2-3 inning. He had, mentioned about three strikeouts. Just unfortunately, in that third inning, he pretty much walked the bases loaded, and, well, he had a chance to get out of the jam, but Reese Garrity sat on the fastball, and, well, he sent it out of the park. Above Adam Keyes in the right center field. So, again, not horrible for your first start back in here over a month, but, again, definitely wanted to clean up some of those mistakes.
So here we go to the fourth inning. First pitch by Ryder Davis, missing with a fastball to Caden Peterson. And here we go. One ball, no strikes, and the fourth inning is off and running with Seneca leading it 5-1. And Davis, a 1-0 to Peterson. And another one a little bit high, two balls, no strikes. A strikeout victim, his first time up for Caden Peterson. Final out of inning number two. Now he watches one bend in there, off speed by Davis, a called strike, now 2-1. So Peterson followed by Schmitz and then Hienick, 8-9-1 in the Seneca order. As we're going now in the fourth inning of play. Now this one is lifted out towards the opposite field, foul territory. And it's going to land foul. And Griffin at first, and Blevins at second base, kind of converging on it, but unable to get there in time. And Peterson back to the box with the count at 2-2. National. Right now, Seneca, 5 runs, 3 hits, no errors. Doniphan County, 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error. 2-2 count, nobody out, nobody on, top 4. Pitch by Davis to Peterson. Is a swing and a miss. Flew it by him with the fastball for out number 1. Nicely done by Ryder Davis to get the first out. Now Peterson 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts tonight.
Yeah, and Davis comes in a terrible spot in the order. He faces the bottom 2 batters, and then he'll go up and get Henick at the top of the order. So a chance to face and maybe get 2, not quite easy outs, but 2 outs before he gets it back to the top.
Here's a lefty in Camden Schmitz, and he takes one outside by Davis for ball number 1. Schmitz walked in his last at-bat and came around to score off the grand slam by Garrity. Late swing and a foul off here. 1-1 now on Camden Schmitz. A double elimination tournament here in Wathena. Corning, a winner earlier against Hiawatha, 10-0. They await the winner of this one tomorrow night. While the loser will get Hiawatha in what would be the first elimination game of the tournament. 2-1 right now on Camden Schmitz. Ryder Davis out of the windup. Here's the kick. Here's the deal. And just missed of the breaking ball inside. Now 3-1. Weberly now back to his comfortable shortstop position. Blevins defensively moving over to second. With Davis now pitching and another late swing and foul off. And the count's full. 3-2. Stepping back in. No batting gloves for Schmitz. And that one is low and inside. 4. So after a strikeout to Peterson, the first walk issued by Davis in relief. And now a 1-out base runner. And that's going to get us back to the top of the order with Caleb Henick.
Yeah, and Schmitz now has walked 2 times here, once in the 3rd and now here in the 4th, so on back-to-back innings, earning those walks, just saying real patient there at the plate, getting himself on base for Henick.
So Davis out of the stretch, first pitch, fastball called strike, hit the outside part of the plate. Henick tonight 0 for 2, a ground out and a pop out. Batting with a runner at first. And 1 out here in the 4th, his team leading Doniphan County 5-1. Pitch by Davis. It's hit well on a rope out towards center field, and Bennett's had to let it drop in for a hit. Kind of hesitated on it. Maybe wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make a diving play, but he held up, and it's a 1-out single by Henick, and now 2 on and 1 out for Jack Mackey.
Yeah, this would be a good time here for Seneca. Tried to get another rally going. 2 runners already on, 1 out. You're putting yourself up to the top of the order, a good part of the order here. Mackey's already got a single today, and Olberding up next here. He's earned himself a walk.
Yeah, Mackey, a single and a walk. 2 runs scored tonight. And an off-speed pitch bends in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. You got Schmitz at second. Henick the runner at first. 1 out here in the top of the 4th inning. Doniphan County trailing Seneca 5-1. Good pitch there, and it's a swing and a miss strike, but the ball got away and allowing both runners to advance. So it wasn't a foul tip. It was a straight swing and a miss. I would think that's probably going down as a pass ball. Either way, now runners at second and third, but the count 0-2 here on Mackey. Just got to do everything he can to try to get something into play here. The 0-2 by Ryder Davis. Just a little bit high. You could tell there was a little bit of a turn. Mackey, it's always tough to stay away from the high cheese, but he does so there, and it's 1-2. Davis now in this scenario out of the windup position, and now that one ran up and inside, missing. 2-2. A 5-1 Seneca lead. Chance for more. Second and third with 1 out. Davis sets. And a 2-2 to Mackey. And he reaches out for it, and it's right down the line and just barely foul. Boy, it was picked up right over the first base bag by Griffin, but just foul. So we'll try it again at 2-2.
Yeah, Mackey almost getting a dangerous hook there down that right line.
That would have been, I think that was fair. I think Griffin's only play is probably first, and a run scores. Let's see if it works out. Another 2-2, and it's fouled away right on top of us. And 2 balls, 2 strikes will do it for a third consecutive pitch. Koenig at second, runner at third is Schmitz. Here in the fourth inning, Seneca 5, Doniphan County 1. Ryder Davis trying to get out of a jam here. The 2-2. Check swing, bends it in there, strike 3 call. Big time comeback pitch there. 2 strikeouts now for Ryder Davis. 2 outs in the inning, and it's up to Evan Olberding.
And despite putting the 2 runners on, Davis with his 2 strikeouts he's had in the top of the fourth, he has been quite great with the strikeout pitches.
First pitch to Olberding is a called strike, so he starts behind at 0-1. He flew out to center in the first, walked and scored in the 4-run third. Runners at second and third, but 2 outs, and he reaches out for this one, lifts it to shallow right field. This could be trouble. It drops in for a hit. In front of the diving second baseman and Blevins with 2 outs. Both runners were on the move, so both score with ease. And a huge 2-out hit for Olberding, driving in 2, and the Seneca lead is 7-1.
Well, again, that's one of the hits that you just got to love to have as a batter. I mean, you get perfect placement on it. It just pops up perfectly just outside of the inside dirt track on the line, and it just puts itself in a hard spot for the first baseman, the second baseman, as well as the right fielder to make a play on it. But there was a good attempt for a dive there, I believe, by Blevins.
So runner at first, 2 outs, 2 runs across. The lead is 6. It's 7-1. First pitch to Sam Nordis was off the inner part of the plate for ball number 1. Next pitch low and outside, gets away, wild pitch, and Olberding up into second base. So 2-0 the count on Nordis. He had the RBI triple in the first, and then he struck out swinging in the third. The base hit could add another. Seneca's lead is 7-1. Ryder Davis setting into the stretch. Belt level set, looking back at second, does so for a second time, now to home, fires the pitch, and it's going to be lifted high and out of play, foul. And now 1 ball, 2 strikes here on Nordis. Now you certainly want to get this one and end the inning. In the on-deck circle is Reese Garrity. Last time up, hit a grand slam over the fence in right field, which at that time turned a 1-1 tie into a 5-1 lead for Seneca. Now it's 7-1. A 1-2 to Nordis. Got him! Strike 3! Broke it off with a breaking ball there, but 2 more runs in the inning for Seneca. A 2-out, 2-RBI knock by Evan Olberding. As we go to the bottom of the fourth here in Wathena, it's Seneca 7 and Doniphan County 1.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ball presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. And also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week. Great specials. 3.5 down, 3.5 to go. Brandon, Kirk, Crendon with you here on KNZA. And how about 6 runs scored for Seneca over the last 2 innings, Crendon? We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. They lead Doniphan County 7-1.
Yeah, so far Seneca, 2-for-5 with runners in scoring position, doing a great job there in that department, just being able to get runs produced. You talk about the grand slam by Gary that put up the big amount of runs, and then obviously the two RBI knock single from Olberding. Yeah, great two hits that have really made Seneca's score so far.
Logan Blevins leading things off here for Donovan County. He swung at a 1-0 pitch and fouled it away. So now 1-1. Two Blevins, Beckham Griffin, and Luke Bennett will follow in this inning, middle third of this Donovan County order here tonight, playing this Zone 2 tournament on their home field. And Seneca's got a 6-run advantage, and on a 1-1, it is popped up, lands right in front of the second baseman. Heenick, the throw, not in time, infield single. Blevins with the speed, just kind of nubbed it off the bat, kind of had some crazy spin on it. One hopped into the glove of Heenick. His throw to first accurate, but not in time. And Blevins, the leadoff single. Just the fourth hit for Donovan County. Here's Beckham Griffin. Runner at first base, nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth.
And not only a great hit there by Blevins, but also his speed alone pretty much guaranteed him that safe single.
And a throw to first. Diving back in safely, head first is Blevins. Now Camden Schmitz, still pitching, started tonight. He's got a couple of strikeouts. Has yet to walk a batter. Has worked around some base runners here. Stolen base attempt. Throw by Thomas. It is low. Kicked away. And the runner in Blevins safely sliding in with a stolen base. So runner into scoring position. Nobody out. 1-0 the count on Beckham Griffin. Here's the pitch. And in there for a called strike. Knee high. 1-1. Donovan County gets something in this inning to try to chip away. They're down 7-1. Next pitch missing away. 2-1 here on Griffin. Camden Schmitz, a right-handed thrower. Beckham Griffin, a right-handed hitter. 2-1. Blevins at second. Now stepping off the rubber, resetting. And now Schmitz settles back in. Sets at the belt. 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. And it is popped up and foul out of play. Now evened up. 2-2. So Griffin flew out to center in his first at bat tonight. Right now he's got Blevins at second base with nobody out in this fourth inning. Schmitz sets. And the 2-2. Just missed outside. Count full, 3-2. Broke one off there, but just broke off the outer edge enough to miss the zone. Now quickly sets in for a 3-2 offering. Here it is to Griffin. Missed high, ball four. Good at bat for Beckham Griffin, his first time on base tonight. And Donovan County have put their first two on here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Luke Bennett.
Well, for Donovan County, great chance here to get yourselves back into this game. You know, you're getting to the latter part, no outs, two runners on. Try to find some production.
Well, the margin is 6-7-1, the Seneca lead. But Donovan County doing everything they can to try to at least make things interesting in this inning with two on and nobody out. And the first pitch to Bennett runs up and in for ball one. Second time in four innings tonight, Donovan County has gotten their leadoff man on. Checking that runner at second base and the 1-0. Low and outside for ball two. So Bennett's the advantage. 2-0. Blevins the runner at second. Griffin the runner at first. Seneca's lead is 7-1. 7 runs, 4 hits, no errors. 1-4-1 for Donovan County. This one is sliced foul. So Bennett's hacking all the way at 2-0. And now 2-1 as he fouled that one away down the right field line. Seneca 10-12. Last time out before this tournament, they split a pair against Atchison just over a week ago. That 2-1 is a swing and a miss. Blew it by with the fastball. Now 2-2 here on Bennett.
Schmidt's working a good count back to his favor. Now not enough the batter on the 2-2.
They got him with the heater there. Let's see what he comes back with a 2-2 offering here. Trying to get that elusive first out in this inning. He bends it in there, and it missed upstairs barely. Boy, Thomas tried to frame it. Umpire wasn't buying, and now the count full at 3-2. With Hayden Paulino in the on-deck circle. Big pitch coming here. And Schmitz will step off and reset. Two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A 3-2 pitch on the way to Luke Bennett. Donovan County trying to fight back. They're down 7-1. And a swing and a miss. He blew it by him with the heater. And Bennett's down for out number one. And for Schmitz, strikeout number three. And with two on and one out, that brings up the catcher, Hayden Paulino.
That was a great battle between their both Schmitz and Bennett. Of course, Schmitz coming out there with the victory. Bennett starting at first 2-0, working it back up to the 2-2, and then the fastball to blow it away. Man, that's, again, a great battle there by Schmitz.
There is Paulino. Fouls away the first pitch, so he'll start behind it 0-1. He popped out to shortstop for the last out of the second inning. There's only a B so far tonight, but he's got two on and one out. Fastball runs up and in, evens it up, one ball, one strike. Corning awaits the winner, and Hiawatha will get the loser, and two more games scheduled tomorrow night. Schmitz sets, and a 1-1 is a ground ball to the third baseman, Mackey. He'll go to second for one, and on to first in time for the double play. Traditional 5-4-3 DP, and the Seneca defense gets out of the jam as it looked a little dicey, but they hold DC off the board. So we go to the fifth inning here in Wathena. Seneca 7 and Donovan County 1.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kime CS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. I want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Kurt, Crendon, Brandon with you. Game two of our doubleheader tonight. Right now it's been all Seneca, 7-1. They lead here against Donovan County, night one of this Zone 2 tournament. Of course, the state tournament in Hiawatha next week. These two teams fighting for that one final spot, Crendon, with Hiawatha guaranteed one of the two next week.
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on everyone else here because, again, you mentioned that it doesn't matter where Hiawatha finishes. They can end this tournament in fourth place, scoring no runs. They are guaranteed going to state. It's a real battle here between Corning, Seneca, and Donovan County. All of these teams, you know, again, battling out hard for the chance to go on to next week. And we are seeing a great matchup here between these two teams tonight, Seneca and Donovan County. It was a slow start between these two teams to get going, but Seneca, after that grand slam, they have been snowballing so a lot of runs, a lot of productivity. But for Donovan County, they're 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. They're only at 4 hits so far today. They just haven't found that production.
Ryder Davis back for his second inning of work in relief. And we got a little pause in the action as that is Reese Garrity was stepping in, and the big body DH in Reese Garrity, his last at bat, one swing, produced 4 runs. And before this inning even starts, we might get a Donovan County pitching change. Now, interesting, they send Davis back out. All right, Crendon, keep an eye. There's some shuffling going on here, so. Looks like Dustin Veach is going to go out to center field. And it looks to be a change made potentially. And it looks like DC will settle in a new pitcher here. So we'll step aside for a quick timeout. 7-1 our score. Back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
New pitcher here for Doniphan County is Luke Bennett. Pitcher number three tonight for DC as we start the top of the fifth inning. As Seneca leads this game 7-1. And the first pitch by Bennett to Reese Garrity is low and inside for ball number one. Well, again, Garrity, the grand slam back in the third, turned a 1-1 tie to a 5-1 lead. And since then, two more have been added and a 7-1 Seneca lead. As we start the fifth inning here, next pitch by Bennett, low and inside, quickly 2-0.
Yeah, and Seneca, they've stayed pretty consistent through these innings, only going scoreless through the second inning that they had, but scored one run in the first, four in the third, and two in the fourth. So right now, consistency is what you got to build on.
There's a called strike there on 2-0. So Bennett's finally catching the zone. Two balls, one strike to Garrity. Wirtz and Thomas also due up in the inning for Seneca. Both these teams scoring a run in the first. And Seneca has continued to blow it open since. And there's a swing and a miss there. Good off-speed pitch by Bennett, and now from 2-0 to 2-2 here on Reese Garrity, the big left-handed DH. Where's jersey number 19? Leading things off here in the fifth with his team up by six. Here's the kick, here's the deal. It got way up and away, and ball three makes it 4-3-2.
Yeah, just a way early release there by Bennett. But a good chance here for Garrity to get himself on base. Full count.
A few defensive shuffles here when they brought in Bennett for Doniphan County. As Bennett's 3-2 is low and inside, ball four. Good at bat by Reese Garrity, and he is aboard to lead off his top of the fifth inning with Derek Wirtz coming up next. So here's Wirtz. A fly out to right, and then a walk in his two at bats tonight. Got Garrity at first base with nobody out. And first pitch swinging, lifts it out towards the air, towards the gap, right center, and running into the gap to make a nice running catch. That is Beach out in center for out number one. Kind of got lost in the lighting out towards right center, but Beach runs it down for out number one.
Yeah, and Beach, that's one of his more comfortable positions that he played, especially throughout the high school season in center field. He's just such a great outfield hawk and his ability to have a real good speed to be able to get those fly balls.
So one out, one on. Here's Levi Thomas, another lefty. The pencil bat open on the left-handed stance. Bennett's first pitch missing with a high fastball, and it's 1-0. Thomas 0-2, couple of pop-outs. One to the catcher, or correction, one to the pitcher, and then one to the shortstop. One ball, no strikes. One out, one on. Next pitch low and inside, 2-0 now on Levi Thomas. At this point, Seneca 7 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Doniphan County 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. Seneca batting here in the top of the 5th. The 2-0 by Bennett. Just missed outside, 3-0. Caden Peterson in the on-deck circle. Well, postseason, 6-run lead is certainly sizable, but never take any team for Granted, take them lightly because runs can be piled up. Next pitch, low and inside, ball four. So a line-out sandwiched between a couple of walks. And now runners at first and second for Caden Peterson. That is the seventh walk overall given up by Doniphan County pitching here in this game tonight.
You know, what's impressive is also they have seven strikeouts. So really, these pitch counts have been really worked quite full here today against Seneca and for Doniphan County.
First pitch to Caden Peterson is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Peterson would like to turn the tide. He's 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. A 7-1 Seneca lead here. Two on, one out here in the fifth. Pitch by Bennett. Check swing. He held up, and the count even at 1-1. Both of Peterson's strikeouts tonight on 2-2 pitches. Right now in his third at bat, it's 1-1. And now he reaches out for it, and he grounds it right back to the pitcher, and Bennett ricochets off his glove, settles, and gets it to first in time on the spin for the out. Heck of a play by Bennett to stab that one down, keep it in front, settle, and throw. So they get the second out, but both runners advancing to second and third. So two outs in the inning, and it's up to Camden Schmitz, but they're in scoring position at second and third. Schmitz has walked twice and has scored two runs. First pitch by Bennett, low and inside. Good stab by Paulino to keep it in front, and it's 1-0. A 7-1 Seneca lead, a base hit would add one, maybe two. Pitch by Bennett, missing a little bit low, two balls, no strikes. The crucial part of getting this batter here, Schmitz number 9 in the order. If he gets on, then you get it back up to the top of the order. The 2-0. It is high, ball 3.
Well, Schmitz has been as patient today as they come, as again he has walked twice now and a good chance to walk a third time and possibly his second four-pitch walk.
And the 3-0. It is a four-pitch walk. Missed high and outside. So the bases are loaded with two outs, and we get back to the top of the order with Caleb Heenick, who is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored.
Yeah, and that single run scored, that was in the last inning back in the fourth. Before that, though, a ground out, a pop-out.
Big spot here for Seneca, also for Doniphan County. Seneca bases loaded with two outs here in the fifth, leading by six. First pitch called strike to Heenick, and it's 0-1. Routed out to short in the first, popped out to short in the third, singled and scored in the fourth. Here is the 0-1 to Heenick. A little bit high, chest level, and evened up, 1-1. Garrity the runner at third, Thomas the runner at second, Schmitz the runner at first. All the base runners allowed via the walk. Here's a 1-1. Low and outside, gets away from Paulino. The runners are on the move. Garrity slides in safely, feet first. It's a wild pitch, and a run is in with two outs. And it's now a 7-run lead for Seneca. It is 8-1. Heady base running there by Garrity to beat that throw. The other two runners advance to second and third. A wild pitch. Not what you needed if you were Luke Bennett. Now has to settle in. The count at 2-1, and that one is high and inside. 3-1 now on Heenick with Mackey in the on-deck circle. So they keep the train going. Third consecutive inning, scoring at least one run. They have scored, Seneca has, in four of the five innings tonight. And a 3-1 taken all the way, and it's a called strike. So now the count full at 3-2. An 8-1 Seneca lead here in Wathena over Doniphan County. Two on and two outs. Here is a big 3-2 pitch. It is popped up and fouled out of play. So we'll try it again at 3-2.
Yeah, and he's going to battle hard here. You mentioned the full count. Two outs already here in this inning. And Seneca, again, they have a chance here. If they can get this three runs to come through and hold Doniphan County spotless in this bottom, they could technically run rule.
Here's one lifted out towards center field, but it's holding up enough for Beach, and he's got heavy speed to run in and make the catch to retire the side. But a wild pitch scores Reese Garrity, and after 4.5 here in Wathena,
Seneca 8 and Donovan County 1.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You'll feel right at home.
Right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Kurt, Brandon, Crendon, all with you here on 103.9, game two of our doubleheader tonight here in Wathena. We saw Corning defeat Hiawatha 10-0 in game one, and right now, as we go to the bottom of the fifth here, Crendon, a 8-1 lead for Seneca. They have scored in four of the five innings, including a grand slam by Reese Garrity.
Yeah, and right now, Donovan County in the top of this fifth inning, unfortunately for them, just kind of allowed that run to come through with the wild pitch. But again, now they have a chance to get some response here in the bottom of the fifth.
So Camden Schmitz, he is back out for inning number five. He's pitched a great game so far for Seneca. And the first offering to Brett Heim is a fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. So Heim, Keys, and Veach do up here for D.C. in the fifth. And there's a swing and a miss. Quickly make it 0-2. A couple of fastballs to Heim, and he is down at 0-2. Schmitz, three strikeouts, one walk tonight. And he bends it in there, called strike three. Make it four Ks for Camden Schmitz, and quickly one out here in the fifth.
Yeah, Schmitz's pitch arsenal has been on full display today, whether it's the fastball, the off-speed, the curveball, he's displayed it all, and it's been showcased quite well here. And, again, he looks to get a 1-2-3 out of this inning. Try to keep the momentum going here for Seneca.
Adam Key steps in, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Now four strikeouts now in the game by Schmitz, and now that one way upstairs, but still a swing and a miss by Keys, and he is quickly behind at 0-2. Now Schmitz working quickly here. The 0-2 is in there, strike three. Blew it right by him with the fastball.
Six straight strikes. That's impressive.
Well, five strikeouts now. I don't want to say anything just yet. Don't want to get blamed for the announcer jinx if it happens, but
too late.
Well, I didn't say anything. I have yet to say anything. You don't even know what I'm talking about. You might.
True.
It's going to be hard to do against Dustin Veach. He steps in, quickly two outs, a couple of strikeouts. As Schmitz sets and fires. Well, he missed for a ball, and now I can say it. He got to the third batter in what could have been an immaculate inning for Schmitz. But he missed one out the zone for Veach. So no announcer jinx on my part. Here's the 1-0. A little bit low and inside. Two balls, no strikes here on Veach, who has been majority of the Donovan County offense tonight. 2 for 2, couple of singles and a run scored. The only Donovan County player to score a run. As now that pitch high and outside, quickly 3-0. So after two swift strikeouts on Hyman Keys, he has fallen behind Veach. Schmitz has at 3-0. Here's the pitch. Taken all the way for a called strike, now 3-1.
Well, Veach is a tough batter to face. He stays real patient. I mean, again, he really tries to get himself on base, so he has always a great OPS percentage being able to get himself on.
The 3-1 in there for a strike, and now 3-2.
And now Schmidt's going back here to the curveball, and that's located pretty nice here in the corner. So we'll see if maybe we'll get the fastball for the strikeout pitch.
Well, can he strike out the side? Here's a 3-2. And it just missed high. Boy, that was close. Schmitz was halfway off the mound. He thought he had rung it up, but the umpire says no, and that's a two-out walk.
Yeah, it's usually the batter that takes off early. They think they got the walk. That time you saw the pitcher get a little anxious, thinking that he had the strikeout. But, again, chance here to end this inning. Just four batters come up and try to leave each stranded.
Seneca's lead is 8-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It was a 1-1 tie before the Garrity third-inning grand slam, and Seneca has slowly built the lead out since then. Here is a Veach stolen base attempt. Throw, tag. Is it in time? It kicked away, so Veach is going to be safe. Heck of a throw by Thomas, and a quick tag being swung through by Olberding within that ball kicked away. Second stolen base tonight for Dustin Veach. So he's at second with two outs. And the 0-1 is a ground ball towards shortstop, and it gets by Olberding for a base hit. And they're going to hold Veach at third as the left fielder, Wirtz, was on that one quickly and got it home even quicker. So now they're at the corners with two outs, but a base hit by Everly.
Yeah, big-time hit there by Everly. Get himself on two outs in the inning, but that doesn't mean you can't try to put together a rally.
Well, it's a seven-run deficit for Doniphan County. They have runners at the corners with two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Schmitz continuing to work. He has thrown every pitch for Seneca to this point. Now he gets Ryder Davis. First pitch, fastball outer edge, called strike, and it's 0-1. Davis drove in the lone Doniphan County run with a single back in the first. He has also struck out, so he is 1-for-2. The 0-1 is sliced to the opposite field, and that is down for a hit. So the second run driven in tonight by Ryder Davis, his second RBI single. Veach scores, and now it's an 8-2 game.
Yeah, even with two outs on the board, you still always have the opportunity to try to come back and get a rally going. Again, you're at the top of the order, though. That's the thing about the Canada. They have such a great top of the order, and the rest of the lineup just has to carry on what they put down.
Well, you mentioned that top of the order is Logan Blevins in the cleanup spot, steps in. Two on and two outs here in this bottom of the fifth. Doniphan County has scratched one across, but are still down 8-2. Well, 8-9, Hyman Keyes, strikeout to start, but then 1-2-3 in this order, walk, single, single. And now number four, cleanup spot in the order. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Logan Blevins, and he fouls it away, just gets out in front of it, and fouls it down the third base line. So now one ball and one strike. So Everly at second. Runner at first is Davis. 1-1 count here on Blevins. And that one just missed outside. Two balls, one strike. Just barely missed to the fastball. Schmidt's trying to complete five innings on the mound here tonight. Here's a 2-1. It ran up and in, just barely missed Blevins there. Now the count 3-1. So a walk here would load the bases for Beckham Griffin. Doniphan County trying to make things interesting here in the fifth, but two outs on the board. Here's a 3-1. And swinging at it, popping it up. Shallow center field. This is going to be Olberding, the shortstop. He settles under it, makes the catch, basket styles for the out. And that's going to end Doniphan County's bottom of the fifth. But they get an RBI single by Ryder Davis. And we go to the sixth inning here in Wathena. Seneca's lead is 8-2.
The answer is yes, SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Durkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Durkin.com or stop at Stahlbaum or Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Durkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaum or Lumber in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA tonight, presented by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. ComTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Brandon Kirk, Crindon all with you. Game two of our doubleheader tonight in Wathena. Right now, Crindon, Donovan County, as we start the sixth, going to their fourth pitcher, Beckham Griffin, will take over for Luke Bennett, who pitched that fifth inning. Right now, Donovan County down 6-8-2, and Griffin now on the mound.
Again, I mentioned Donovan County, their top of the order is so strong. In the middle and the bottom are all great athletes. Unfortunately, it's only the top of the order that's really been the performance here today. Ryder Davis, 2 of 3 when runners are in scoring position. Having scored Dustin Beach twice, he's reached 3 times today. And those are great stats alone, but those are the only stats that those are the only stats they really have.
So Beckham Griffin's first pitch to Jack Mackey is a little bit up and inside for ball number one. And the sixth inning is a go. Seneca's lead is 8-2, and now another one that runs up and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Mackey, Olberding, and Nord is here for Seneca post 21. Looking to match themselves up with Corning tomorrow night. They can hold on for this win. Griffin's 2-0 is a little bit inside. Quickly, 3 balls, no strikes. So you've gone to Griffin here, fourth pitcher utilized, so Everly went 3 innings, and then Ryder Davis and Luke Bennett each pitched an inning apiece. Now that pitch finds the outer edge for a called strike. And now 3-1 on Jack Mackey. He's had a good night, a single, a walk, and a couple of runs scored. Has the advantage at 3-1, the pitch. It is high, ball 4. Leadoff walk to Mackey. And that'll bring up Evan Olberding, who has got a couple of RBIs tonight with a single and also a walk and a run scored. Top of the sixth, one on, nobody out. 8-2, the Seneca lead here in Wathena tonight. Griffin sets now, out of the stretch, fires, and just missed inside for ball one. Griffin, a right-handed thrower, and Olberding, a right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. Good stab by Paulino. Now 2 balls, no strikes.
And last time Olberding was up, had a great 2 RBI knock out to that right line to get a good score from Henick and Schmitz.
2-0 is low. Stolen base attempt. Paulino's throw a little bit wide. Is the tag applied? Not in time. Stolen base for Mackey. But now the count 3-0 here on Olberding. So Seneca, their first two batters here in the sixth, trying to brew something together. And the 3-0 was thrown in there, and I think they just called a balk on Griffin, which moves Mackey to third. Haven't seen many of those. Even going back to the high school season, maybe just a couple of times we had seen balk, and now a 3-0 is in there for a strike. And it's 3-1 on Olberding, with Mackey at third base now, nobody out. 3-1 is high and in, ball 4. So the first two batters that Beckham Griffin has seen, he has walked both. And now caught in between first and second base is Olberding. And now they're waiting to see if that runner's going to go. Did he get back to first safely? He did. Well, Olberding gets caught in a pickle after getting down to first on a walk. After a quick back and forth, he is back into first safely. DC kept Mackey in check at third. So they're at the corners here. Nobody out for Sam Nordis. A 6-run Seneca lead, but looking for more. First pitch by Griffin to Nordis is, I think they called it a foul tip for a strike. Is that what they just called?
Well, Olberding just head over to second base.
I guess it was not. For some reason, it looked like the umpire made a strike call, but might have just saw something there, but now runners at second and third, nobody out. And the 1-0 is a little bit high. 2 balls, no strikes here on Nordis.
Yeah, Griffin, he's coming again. You mentioned the fourth batter to come in here for Johnson County, but man, rough start. Still trying to find the zone.
That one inside, 3-0. Well, it's second and third, nobody out. Seneca, great opportunity to build on an 8-2 lead here in the sixth. That pitch is inside, 3-1. Correct the count, it was not 3-0, it was 2-1. But now 3-1 the count here on Nordis. The pitch. High and outside, ball 4. Not the start Beckham Griffin wanted, as he has walked the first 3 batters he has faced. They are loaded up for, guess who? Reese Garrity.
Oof. I'm starting to get deja vu.
Well, back in the third, he hit a grand slam over the fence in right field. For the second time tonight, he has him juiced up. First pitch by Griffin, high and outside. And it's ball number 1. So command issues right now for Griffin. More than certainly, he is struggling to find the strike zone here. Griffin sets the 1-0. Outside, 2-0.
Well, if you're Garrity, you got to wonder if the ball's even kind of going to get in your wheelhouse here. As again, there's only been 1 strike thrown by Griffin out of the last 4 batters faced.
And he missed that one just barely. And now the count 3-0. Well, a walk would score a run. And it's been a struggle tonight offensively for Donovan County, and now Griffin just lofts one in there way high, ball 4, and a run is in. That is 5 RBIs tonight for Reese Garrity. Four batters faced, 4 walks for Griffin. Garrity has 5 RBIs tonight. The lead back to 7 at 9-2 here in the sixth.
Yeah, not just that, but Garrity's also reached 3 times and has scored twice. So, Garrity, man, he's been an all-around terrific player here today for Seneca.
Well, this might be it for Beckham Griffin after facing 4 batters and walking 4 batters.
All right, now, Donovan County is combined for 12 total walks here against Seneca.
Yeah, looks like they don't take the ball, so maybe Griffin's still going to go. At this point, I mean, 9-2, bases loaded, nobody out for Seneca. Just trying to find some positives here over the final inning and change. Griffin will continue to pitch, no change. I'll say for D.C., they got to kind of be strategic here. They have already gone into their 4th pitcher tonight. They're still going to have to play tomorrow night if this result holds against Hiawatha in what would be an elimination game. So Griffin now gets to see Derek Wirtz. The base is loaded, nobody out. A 9-2 Seneca lead. First pitch of the at-bat is a little bit inside for ball 1. Now, at least for Griffin, these last few pitches have been close. I'm just trying to find that strike zone. That one a little bit high, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, he's painting around the zone in about every spot you can configure there, just unfortunately is about just 1 or 2 inches off.
Now he took a little bit off, and this one is hit out towards the gap in left center field. This could be trouble, but getting there in time is the center fielder and Beach to make the catch. Runners tagged, advance. Do they get it out at third? They do not. It's a sacrifice fly, and the lead is now 10-2, an RBI for Wirtz, his first tonight. So Olberding tags, he scores. Nordis safely in at third. And Garrity still at first. So they're at the corners with 1 out. A 10-2 lead. First pitch to Thomas outside for ball 1. And in the process, Garrity gets to second base without a throw. So second and third, 1 out. Here's the 1-0 to Thomas. And that is way outside, 2-0. So 2 more runs across and a chance for more. The lead is 8. Base hit could make this a 10-run lead. Next pitch high, 3-0. It has been an off inning for Beckham Griffin, no doubt about it. That one is inside, ball 4. Base is loaded once again. That is 5 walks here in this inning. And now this may be it for Mr. Griffin as another mound meeting is on deck. We'll go ahead and see what happens. And it looks like, well, it's Paulino taking off the gear. And we're about to see Paulino pitch. That appears to be the case. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Kirk can hang back in studio. So right now, you got Paulino changing out of the catcher's gear. And is he going to pitch or is he going to go play elsewhere? Now we're just hanging out. But right now, Seneca in control, Crendon, 10-2, as we are now on pitcher number 5 for Donovan County in this one.
Well, regardless who comes in here to pitch, it's going to be a pretty danger water situation here. You got bases loaded, only one out. Seneca, if they just put up 2 runs here, they technically can get that 10-for-5 run rule if Donovan County doesn't put up any runs in the bottom here of this 6th inning. So we'll see what happens here. Of course, Seneca has to get those 2 runs that come through, but again, they have had the bases loaded many times tonight. They've had a lot of success here already through this game. They've had two hits with runners in scoring position right now. Today they are 2 of 7 total. Donovan County right now a total of 2-6 with runners in scoring position. So again, Donovan County, it's just been the top of their order that has been really working it and coming through. Seneca, it's their entire lineup, 1-9 has just been battling so well. Even going down again to the 9th spot with Schmitz, he's reached base all 3 times today. Not just has he done great with reaching base, but Schmitz on the offensive side of things, from the mound, we talk about how Donovan County has now gone through 5 pitchers. Well, Seneca has still been on their singular pitcher today.
That's right. Yeah, it's a huge difference. And we talked about it before game 1 tonight with Corning and Hiawatha. It's pretty simple. When you get to games of this magnitude, it's pitching and defense.
Yep.
And we saw Corning's 10-0 win, got a great start from Ben Haverkamp. They did not commit an error. You look up at the scoreboard right now, Seneca has not committed an error themselves. Donovan County, again, just giving up a lot of walks here tonight. They are grinding through pitchers with Hayden Paulino get the set with his few warm-up tosses. As Crendon mentioned, pitcher number 5 on the way, but Seneca still has the bases loaded with only 1 out in the inning. As Paulino is going to see Caden Peterson. And Peterson, he is 0-for-3 tonight, a couple of strikeouts and a ground out. Nordis the runner at third, Garrity the runner at second, Thomas the runner at first. So Beckham Griffin, after a tough outing, got 1 out, walked 5. He is back to first base defensively, and now Luke Bennett's catching for Hayden Paulino.
And Griffin is going into his senior year this year, and he is a great all-around athlete. Keep in mind, he was pretty much injured through the entirety almost of the high school season, so just kind of getting his footing under him with some Legion, not getting whole lot of pitching opportunities, but again, you know, just for him to come in there late into the game, especially here in game 2, a lot of wear and tear under these guys here late into the day. Again, he's still a great athlete, and he still performs well, especially from that first base batter.
So here we go. Caden Peterson steps in. Paulino's first pitch missing a little bit outside for ball number 1. Bases loaded, 1 out here in the 6th inning. Seneca's lead over Donovan County is 10-2. Paulino's 1-0. Is hit high in the air, playable out to shallow left field. This is going to be Everly, though, who gets on it quickly into the grass to make the catch. And Paulino gets a much-needed second out. And now with 2 outs, it'll be up to Camden Schmitz with the bases loaded.
Well, for Paulino, all you want to do here is come in here and get those jam pitches. Just throw a contact pitch. Hope it gets hit up in the air, playable from your infield or your outfield. I mean, that's all you can really kind of hope for here and get that last out.
See if Schmitz can come through. He has 3 walks tonight, and the first pitch from Paulino is upstairs. So Schmitz, think about this. He has 4 at bats tonight. He has seen a different pitcher in all 4 of his at bats. There's a big swing and a miss there. 1-1. So 1-1 count. So, of course, he saw Ryder Davis, Bennett, Griffin, now Paulino. 1-1 by Paulino, kicks away back into the right side portion of the screen, and that wild pitch allows Sam Nordis to score. Make it now an 11-2 lead.
Not just that, but Garrity was also able to round second, put himself in scoring position on third base, so a lazy single could easily get a runner to come through and score.
2-1, the count on Camden Schmitz. He's now got runners at second and third, two outs in the inning. Three more have scored to give Seneca what is now a 9-run lead at 11-2. Here is a 2-1 by Paulino, and it's a swing and a miss for strike two. Looked like Paulino might have took a little bit off that one there. And now 2-2 on Schmitz. Four at bats again. That's still crazy to me. Four at bats tonight for Schmitz. He has seen a different pitcher to each one of them.
That's a stat.
You can't really gauge much when you're seeing somebody different every time. But here's a 2-2 by Paulino. Boy, I just missed. 3-2. Now the count, it's full.
Well, it'd be kind of more impressive to see four different pitchers and to be walked also by all four different pitchers.
That's a pretty incredible stat. Here's a 3-2, but no way. Called strike three. Paulino does the job. He faces two and retires two, and that ends the inning. So 11-2, Seneca in front. Go to the bottom of the sixth after a timeout here on KNCA.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade. This is Lynette Hiltzebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And I want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman here on KNCA. Game two of our Zone 2 Legion Baseball Tournament opening night. First game was dominant for Corning. Right now, game two, it's been all Seneca. Crendon, 11-2. They lead by nine as DC comes up, still facing Camden Schmitz, who has pitched the distance to this point.
Yeah, again, it all comes down to the pitching here today, and we talked about Schmitz here. He has had an absolutely incredible one.
First pitch swinging, Beckham Griffin pops it up, shallow right field. It's going to be a drop by the second baseman and an error in shallow right field. That was Heenick, who might have lost his footing there trying to find the ball and settle under it. Either way, that is E4, and Beckham Griffin at first base with nobody out.
Yeah, it's actually even more impressive is we've now gone to the sixth inning, and that is our first error of this game. So to kind of have a game like this that long without an error, it's very impressive by both defenses.
There's a called strike here to Luke Bennett. Griffin at first base, nobody out. Donovan County, it was a 1-1 game going into the third. Seneca got a grand slam by Reese Garrity, made it 5-1 at that point. Since then, they have continued to blow it open, as the lead now is 11-2. And a foul off here by Bennett. Quickly, no balls, two strikes with Paulino in the on-deck circle. Schmidt sets, fires, tails away outside, and it's 1-2. Now, you mentioned pitching. Donovan County, they have used five different pitchers tonight, yet we still see Camden Schmitz from the jump pitching into the sixth for Seneca. As this one is hit to the right side and just through the hole and out in the right field for a base hit. On a two-strike pitch, it was 1-2, and Bennett sends it the opposite way, right past Heenick at second. Griffin to second base. Bennett's at first with the hit. He is 1-for-3 tonight. Donovan County, 2 on and nobody out.
Well, again, it might be late in the game, but there's still an opportunity to try to come back, to try to claw back. We've seen this Donovan County team before, especially if they can get the bottom in the middle of this order here going. You get back up to the top, you give yourself a good shot.
Now here is Paulino. And that one is low, gets away, a wild pitch. Both runners advance. So Griffin to third. And Bennett's 2 second. An 11-2 Seneca lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Donovan County 2 in scoring position with nobody out. Here's the 1-0. It is high. Very high, and then it kicks back off the fence. Both runners stay true. 2 balls, no strikes here on Paulino. He is 0-for-2 tonight, a pop out to short. He also grounded out in a 5-4-3 double play back in the fourth. Schmitz, see how long he can tag along here. Now that pitch outside, 3-0. I would think the leash maybe on Schmitz is tightening up. That pitch count rises, but he has pitched the entire way for Seneca tonight. And now maybe fatigue setting in. That is a 4-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded.
Yeah, you're kind of just here waiting to see if that mound meeting or that visit happens, and it looks like you're starting to see the infielders close in, and there you go. There's probably your pitching change.
And it looks like Seneca will call to the bullpen for the first time tonight. And what a game and start by Camden Schmidt, as the ball will be taken. We'll step aside for a timeout. Bases loaded for Donovan County. They're down 9 here in the sixth. Back after a timeout here on KNCA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Finding True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, 5 innings strong for Camden Schmitz for Seneca, but he gets the bases loaded here for Donovan County. An error, a single, and a walk. And the first pitching change for Seneca tonight, we'll see Caden Peterson. It is a hefty lead here, Crendon, but you certainly don't want to give Donovan County hope here. They got bases loaded, nobody out, and what is an 11-2 Seneca lead.
Yeah, and it's been the bottom of the order, the middle of the order, that's been really struggling today from Donovan County. I mean, you got a couple guys who haven't even gotten on today. You had Bennett, who got on with the single. You just had Paulino going with the walk. He was 0-for-2 before that. You have Heim coming up, who has reached once, but by hit by pitch, he struck out. And then Adam Keyes at the bottom of the order, that refines it out. He's on deck, but he's 0-for-2. So if this, bottom of the order can come through here for Donovan County, they get back up to the top, hoping they start shining through.
Well, here we go. First pitch by Caden Peterson to Brett Heim is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
But, of course, if you're Peterson, you want to try to diminish that hope as quick as you can and try to get out.
So ball is one strike. Bases loaded here for Donovan County. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. They're down 9, and there's a curveball in there for a called strike, and Heim quickly down at 0-2.
Well, Peterson is already off to a great pitching start here against Heim.
Three runners on. Camden Schmitz responsible for, and there is a curveball, a swing, and a miss, and an out is recorded. It kicked away. The bases are full, so no one could advance. Big strikeout for Peterson, and that is out number one here in the sixth.
Yeah, it's a big strikeout, too, because, again, base is loaded. But, just 3 pitches after just warming up real quick.
Adam Keyes steps in, takes one for a called strike. He'll quickly fall behind at 0-1. Keyes is 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. Griffin at third, Bennett's at second, Paulino at first. Peterson's 0-1, just a touch outside, missing, 1-ball, 1-strike. 11-2, the Seneca lead is 9 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Corning awaits the winner on the winner's side bracket tomorrow night. Hiawatha awaits the loser in an elimination game. 2-1 the count here on Keyes. Here's the pitch. Outside, kicks away, runners take off, darting in, Griffin, feet first slide, and they're safely. And a wild pitch makes it an 11-3 game. And the other two runners advancing up as well. Paulino to second and Bennett's to third. And now the count, 3-1 here on Keys with the top of the order, Dustin Veach in the on-deck circle. Now it's an 8-run lead for Seneca. Donovan County still trying to chip away. That one, ball 4, bounces high in the air, gets away, and a run is in. Another wild pitch. Bennett scores, and the ball kind of kicked up. Looks like it got stuck in the fence. You could see it.
Oh, yeah.
About 15 feet up in the air. That ball got stuck in the fence on the high bounce. That is something you do not see.
I definitely couldn't do that. You try it again. The umpire's doing the old basketball thing where if there's a basketball stuck in the netting, you throw a basketball, throw it out. But
hey, there's a fan who climbed up the fence and popped that ball out.
That was, yeah, that's impressive.
So it kicked up. Do they give both the runs? It looks like they do. So Bennett and Paulino are both going to score on that play. All three runs scored on wild pitches. And it's an 11-5 game with one out and one on here in the bottom of the sixth. Don't give DC a sliver of hope. And it chipped away a touch with three runs this inning. And it looks like Seneca's coaching staff trying to decipher that call where the ball got stuck in the fence and, you know, essentially getting two free bases, which allowed two runs to score. I think that's probably what the conversation is about.
I'm not sure how that quite goes through.
Well, let's see if they make a change. Again, off the cusp, I would have thought it would have just been the one, but and it looks like that result is going to hold. So the two runs in on that somewhat bizarre play, and now it is 11-5 Seneca. Runner at first base is Adam Keys, and now Donovan County with one out. Back to the top of the order with Dustin Veach. Here is the pitch. And it missed low for ball one. Fourth time up for Veach. He has reached all three times, two singles, a walk, couple of runs scored. He has stolen three bases. Now he lines this one out into right field. That is a base hit. Carter Hike on it quickly. Key stops at second base. And Veach now 3-for-3 tonight, three singles and a walk. And here's Eberle.
Well, again, Dawson County, they've been working really hard these last couple innings, just chipping away, getting a couple runs in, but also being able to stay in the game, not allowing that 10-after-5 run rule here in the postseason to come through. They've been able to keep going, so they do guarantee here a seventh inning, and no matter what. So they got a chance they can get a couple more runs to come through.
Eberle steps in, takes a curveball in there called strike by Peterson. It's 0-1. Runners at first and second with one out in this inning. Dawson County trying to get something together. As this one is lifted high in the air, but on the infield and right on the line behind third base, Mackey makes the catch, and Eberle is retired for out number two. So now it's up to Ryder Davis with two outs and two on.
Well, now Ryder Davis comes up, and again, he's 2-for-3 today with runners in scoring position. He's already recorded two RBIs with both Veach.
Well, again, those three runs charged to Schmitz. Although Peterson was on the mound when they scored, there's an off-speed pitch called strike to Davis, and it's 0-1. Davis, RBI singles in both the first and fifth innings. Sandwiched between there is a strikeout in the third. We've got two on and two outs. This is a, I would say, must-need base knock. I think you need to try to at least salvage a few more here, at least another run or two, if you are Donovan County. Another one fouled away on a 1-1. Now quickly 1-2 on Davis. Not impossible, but right now you're down 6. Here in the bottom of the 6th. Caden Peterson, it's been kind of a shaky outing out of the pen, but trying to keep his team in front here with A 1-2 count with two outs. Waiting on it, sent a ground ball to third. Fielded by Mackey, unassisted. And he thought it was a double play opportunity, but there was two outs, so his tack at third ended the inning. But Doniphan County, they're not going away quietly. They tag three, and they're within six. As we go to the seventh here on KMZA, it is Seneca 11 and Doniphan County 5.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. And a big thanks to Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk, Crendon, Brandon with you on 103.9. We go to the final inning, Crendon here in Wathena. Now, three runs for Doniphan County that last half inning, but they still have a lot of work to do. They're down 11-5. Seneca here in the seventh, chance for a little insurance.
Yeah, you mentioned Doniphan County being able to put the three runs up. They have their real big productive inning, three runs off three hits. That's the inning that they've really been working for. They finally got the meat of their order on the board finally, with Griffin finally getting on base Bennett's got on first base for the first time tonight. Paulino got on base the first time tonight. He also came to his court. And even Adam Keyes got on for the first time tonight, and he was left around second. So being able to take at least a couple pauses away from this game, if it does end in a defeat here for Doniphan County, try to build up momentum going into tomorrow. But for Seneca, again, try to add some insurance here for them and to try to get this win.
All right, seventh inning underway. Top of the order for Seneca, Caleb Henick watches a pitch from Hayden Paulino go a little bit high for ball number one. Fifth time through the order for Seneca tonight. Paulino's fastball there missed outside, 2-0. Henick ground out in the first, pop out in the third, a single and a run scored in the fourth, and a line out to center in the fifth. Paulino's 2-0 outside, three balls, no strikes. So again, top three, Seneca order, Henick, Mackey, Olberding. 11-5, they lead Doniphan County by six. 3-0 in there for a called strike, and Paulino gets it 2-3-1. Paulino sets and deals. It is outside, ball four. First walk issued by Paulino. Just the third batter he has faced in relief, and here is Jack Mackey.
I believe that's the 14th walk issue today here.
That has been an issue. Three passes. Seneca's lead is 11-5, just getting going in the final inning. Inning number seven as Paulino steps off and looks back, Henick the first. Thanks for hanging with us just north of 10 o'clock here on KMZA. Next pitch high, or I should say the first pitch high. Mackey jumps out in front, 1-0. He's had a good night. He has scored three runs. He has reached base three times, two walks and a single. Now that one runs a little bit inside. And now 2-0. Henick at first base, nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Seneca leading it 11-5. And the 2-0 by Paulino in the dirt, kicks away, runner takes off, and Henick in there safely with a stolen base. That one kicked away. Mackey now at the count heavily in his favor at 3-0. Paulino sets kicks, and the 3-0 is way outside. Ball four gets away to the backstop, and Hienick marching his way to third. Back-to-back walks here in the seventh, issued by Paulino. And now here is Evan Olberding. Or we might have a pitch hitter here, it looks like. Nope, it is Peterson, my bad. Olberding. Couldn't tell at first. Almost looked like a 7 on the back of the jersey. I was like, that is not Olberding, but it is number 3.
That's getting pretty dark out.
It is. Well, lights are bright here on the field. Olberding watches a high fastball. Now a throw down to second base is cut off. But Mackey able to get there. So now second and third, nobody out. And the count 1-0 here on Olberding, who has also had a pretty productive night. Couple of walks, a 2-run single back in the fourth as well. He shows bunt, pulls back, pitches high, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, it's important to mention these last two innings that Seneca has had. They've scored 4 runs off no hit. It's all just been kind of gifts given to them.
Now the free passes, that's been the issue for Donovan County pitching tonight. As Paulino gets a strike in there to make it 2-1. 2 walks here in this inning. 5 pitchers in total Donovan County has used tonight in this game, and they're down 6. There's a good location. The outer edge and a swing and a miss makes it 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Olberding. Nordis in the on-deck circle. Here's the kick. Here's the fire. And a little slow roller left side, but just foul. Picked up quickly by Bennett. He's been all around the diamond defensively tonight. And in center field, he has pitched. He is now catching. A lot of moving parts. The D.C. defense here tonight. They have trailed ever since that third inning. Now waiting on it and fouling it away down the right field line as Olberding stays 2-2. So you got Hienick, the runner at third. Runner at second is Mackey. No outs here in the top of the seventh. Seneca trying to add to an 11-5 lead. Night one of this Zone 2 tournament for Legion Baseball. That one just missed a little bit low and inside. Count full at 3-2. Paulino sets, kicks, fires. Reaching out for it, lifting it out towards right field. And it's going to be shallow right field. Might have been confusion between the second baseman, Davis and Keys, as it drops perfectly between them and a run scores to make it 12-5. I just think simple miscommunication on that one. And an RBI for Olberding. He has driven in 3 tonight.
Yeah, definitely just a simple miscommunication out there. Again, I know these players are getting tired, and we're getting to we're in the final inning here of play, of regulated play. But again, definitely want to keep your head still focused.
Now, pickle here between first and second, and the out is recorded as Olberding is picked off for out number 1.
That's the second time that Olberding is taken off an extension from the first base bag. Of course, last time he wasn't punished for it. That time, well, the pickle was caught out of the jar.
So Mackey at third base, now 1 out. Nordis steps in. First pitch by Paulino is outside for a ball. Nordis has struck out twice tonight, but he had an RBI triple in the first, and he walked and scored in the sixth. The 1-0 outside. Good stab by Bennett. 2 balls, no strikes. Another run in, meaning Seneca has continued the score train. They have scored in all but 1 inning tonight. That was back in the second. Next pitch outside, 3-0 here on Nordis. Garrity in the on-deck circle. So 1 in the first, 4 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, 3 in the sixth, and here 1 in the seventh. Next pitch is high, ball 4. Third walk issued by Paulino. They're now at the corners with 1 out. Here is Garrity. A grand slam back in the third. And he walked with the bases loaded in the sixth. So he has driven in 5 tonight, Crendon. Now he has more runners on base. They're at first and third. Paulino's first pitch. Outside, ball 1.
Yeah, it's unfortunate since that grand slam he had. He's had back-to-back walks, which is great for him, but pitchers just really haven't really gotten to his wheelhouse where he's been able to get a power hit like that.
There's a 1-0 swing and a miss. Good location on the inside part of the plate. One ball, one strike. Now the count on Reese Garrity.
Well, I mentioned the wheelhouse, that one. That was very well placed. Unfortunately, just Garrity a little off on the swing.
There's a 1-1, and it runs inside and hits him. That one gets away from Paulino, and now the bases are loaded for Derek Wirtz. Well, the free passes. Again, that's been the big issue for Doniphan County pitching tonight. And another freebie given up there on the hit batter. Here is Wirtz, a sack fly in his last at bat. Big RBI chance here for him with them loaded up and one out in the inning. As Seneca is trying to at least add to a 7-run lead at 12-5. First pitch missing to Wirtz. It's 1-0. Now the next one by Paulino, a little bit high and outside. And quickly, two balls and no strikes. Mackey at third. You got Nordis at second. Garrity at first. Paulino's pitch. This is hit well. Deep out towards center field. Backing up is Beach, and he won't get there. It's going to three-hop the warning track. One run is in. Two runs are in. And that'll do it there. A two RBI double by Derek Wirtz. He has driven in three tonight, and it is now 14-5 Seneca.
That was a great hit by Derek Wirtz. Good location on the ball. I found the leverage, barreled it right down the middle to the straightaway. Just caught right over north over the top of Beach, right down the straightaway.
So now a four spot put up here in the inning. And the first pitch gets away to the backstop, and Garrity is in, home sliding safely. Or correction, that is the fourth run put up, which makes it 15-5. And Wirtz in the process going second to third. Now, Doniphan County, again, getting three runs back in the last half inning and getting within six. Maybe a sliver of hope, but Seneca, four runs here already in the seventh. Still only one out. They lead it by 10.
Yeah, their offensive production has not been limited today, but again, it's been a struggle going through five different pitchers today for Doniphan County.
The 1-0 to Levi Thomas is high and away. Makes it two balls and no strikes. Derek Wirtz at third base. Just drove in two with a double a moment ago. Now a 2-0 is fouled straight back. Makes it two balls and one strike here on Thomas. Thomas 0 for 2 with two walks. A couple of pop-outs in his first two at-bats. And he has walked in his last two in innings number 5 and 6. 2-1 the count. Paulino with the runner at third out of the windup. Now, and way outside, it gets away. Here comes Wirtz. The throw, it gets away from Paulino, and Wirtz is safe. This has been a tough inning for Doniphan County. It is now 16-5, a five-spot put up in this seventh inning.
We've seen a lot of runners come through today here from the wild pitch. Just, again, that's just a mistake you just don't want to make there as a pitcher.
A 3-1 count now on Levi Thomas. Paulino's pitch is upstairs, ball four. Now, my numbers, that is 17 walks issued by Doniphan County pitching. That doesn't include a couple of hit batters.
And I'm at that same statistic here. So, again, that is just a rough number there.
16-5 Seneca, one out, one on first here in the top of the seventh. And Paulino's first pitch here to Caden Peterson is high for ball one. I believe Peterson might be the only Seneca player tonight that is yet to reach base.
Yeah, he is the only player yet to reach base. He struck out twice, ground out, and popped out.
He's out in front on that pitch, and he fouls it away. One ball, one strike. Now the count. You mentioned a couple of strikeouts early and then a ground out and a pop out in his last two ABs. He's got Levi Thomas at first base with one out. A 1-1 count, one out here, top seven. Five runs have scored to make it an 11-run lead for Seneca. Now a hard chopper, left side to short. Everly to second for one. On to first, throw is wide. And that throw to first was a little bit wide, like I mentioned, and Griffin's foot off the bag, so he is safe, he being Mr. Peterson. but they do get the lead runner, Thomas, at second for out number two. So here's Camden Schmitz, the pitcher, formerly the pitcher. Caden Peterson came in for him that last inning, takes one inside for ball one. Well, Schmitz out of the nine hole, three walks and a strikeout. He has scored twice. That is good production from number nine. Next one by Paulino, missing inside, gets to the backstop, and Peterson up to second base without a throw.
Well, I think you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is the first time Schmitz has faced the same pitcher twice.
Factual.
Yep.
That is a factual statement. His first four at-bats, he saw four different pitchers, but now getting a second time with Paulino here. Count 2-0 in his favor, and now 3-0 as that one is high and outside.
I guess he still has a chance to get walked by four different pitchers, though, as, again, that first strikeout was recorded by Paulino.
And a 3-0. And it's outside ball four. It gets wide, and Peterson scampers up to third. Schmitz will take first. Five walks now by Paulino, and not sure how often it happens. Four at-bats with four different pitchers, and you walk four of them.
Yeah, that's an impressive stat, and that just shows you the concentration by Schmitz. Again, you go against a different pitcher nearly every time, basically every time, but just being able to stay there, stay concentrated, and you know, at the bottom of the order, your job is to, you know, make some production down there, and yes.
So batting around this inning is Seneca. It's back up to Hienick here, and Paulino throws in a strike. Sixth at bat tonight for Hienick.
Well, it looks like we've got rain now falling
in. Now the rain is coming, and there is a base hit to left field by Hienick. One run is in, and they will stop Schmitz at third. It is an RBI double.
Oh, that rain's coming down hard.
And it is.
And that ain't stopping.
I think they might blow this. As the rain is here,
I think that might just be the call.
Well, let's get the official word as the teams are now off the field as the rain is coming. Well,
that would be a way to end it. Just a bunch of run support put up by Seneca, and then the rain is the one to stop it.
It is 17-5 as the teams are coming off the field. Well, let's step aside for a quick break. We'll decipher the ruling here, and we'll let you know when we come back. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the timing not great for Mother Nature. As we are in Wathena, the rain is here, and late in game number two with Doniphan County and Seneca, where Seneca is blowing it open here in the seventh inning, adding all sorts of insurance runs and now leading the game by double digits on Doniphan County, but you know, it looks like a weather delay. Crendon Prophet, the rain is here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have my soap or conditioner, so I'm not quite ready for a midnight shower here. But I will say I hope everyone has a good ride home after this game. I know that, again, and depending where you're commuting to, that's, you know, there's going to be probably some storms down that way. So hopefully everyone is able to commute back home safely. But again, yeah, this has been a really tough game here for Dauphin County to get through. Again, five pitchers they've went through for Seneca. Again, they put up 17 runs in this game. I mean, I've got a lot of stats to tell you by the end of this, but you know, they've had a pretty good success here in these last couple innings, but they've been getting a lot of freebies. A lot of runs have been given to them by wild pitches, some walks to come in. I think there's like, what, 18, 19 walks now that we're at in this game issued here to Seneca. So, again, it's been a pretty wild game through and through. And as well as that, and just kind of going over here, both these teams, we talked about it, Seneca here, if they wind up getting this win, they'll wind up and they'll go play Corning tomorrow, Dauphin County. And if they do here take this fall, if we go into this weather delay, or if they call it here, Dauphin County, if they do fall to this loss, then they will go tomorrow and play Hiawatha. Again, we've talked about it, Hiawatha, they are guaranteed next week no matter what, so it's just a battle between Dauphin County, Seneca, and Corning. Of course, Dauphin County, if they have this loss, which it looks like, actually, we just got the news. They have called the ball game, so this will be a loss to Dauphin County. They will play Hiawatha tomorrow. Seneca, they will move on, and they will play Corning. So the rain is here. We don't fully complete it, but it's a 17-5 victory for Dauphin County. Or correction, for Seneca. Excuse me, beg your pardon. Seneca really blew this open in the late innings, but Seneca, again, impressive here tonight. Now, Seneca and Corning will play tomorrow night in a winner's bracket game. Dauphin County and Hiawatha will play in the 6 o'clock window tomorrow in what is the first elimination game of this Zone 2 tournament in Wathena. So, again, rain came in the 7th, and it's starting to come down and has been for a few minutes now, and the decision has been made to end it now and get the fans on their way home, as we are again north of 10 o'clock, closer to 10:30. So again, thanks for hanging with us. It was a couple of blowout wins tonight. As we kind of continue on, we'll wrap things up here. Just waiting for the go-ahead from Kurt. We're going to have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game here in a moment. But again, a lot to decipher. Crendon, real quick, he kind of shouted out some of those numbers there, but obviously the run really for Seneca pushing it out, the grand slam by Garrity in the third, made it from a 1-1 tie, then the Garrity homer, the grand slam in the third, made it a 5-1 game at that point. They really kept it at arm's length really the entire way until the 6th inning, when Dauphin County had a sliver of hope getting it back to a 6-run game with 3 runs, but again, 6 more runs quickly added in the 7th by Seneca, and they were still batting when the rain came. So it went from a 6-run game to a 12-run win, 7-5, cut a little bit short. Final thoughts here before we get things out of here. Corning and Seneca tomorrow on the winner's side. First game up at 6, Hiawatha and Dauphin County in an elimination game. So again, it's 3 teams fighting for 1 spot. Hiawatha did not look great tonight. Doesn't matter. They're in the tournament at state next week because they're hosting. But essentially, if you are Corning or Seneca, you got a guaranteed spot in the championship game with the winner of that one tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Seneca played a great game today. Corning also did play great. We're going to see 2 teams battle out tomorrow that competed very well from a pitching standpoint, with Haverkamp going nearly the entire distance there for Corning, and Schmitznier going the entire distance here for Seneca. We saw a lot of great scoring here today by both teams. I think Dauphin County, you know, they still put themselves and an opportunity against Hiawatha. You know, they built a lot of the momentum kind of throughout deeper into this game, so it's going to kind of get depend on that, how they bring that into tomorrow. But for Seneca, you mentioned Garrity with the grand slam. Also, get you to shout out to Evan Olberding, who had a couple RBIs on the day as well. And then I believe also Schmitz there, who also reached base 4 times, 4 walks, facing 4 different batters. That's also a key, pitchers. That's also a key moment throughout this game.
Who do you like for our player of the game?
Well, going through the player of the game, I think it's pretty obvious here that Reese Garrity deserves the player of the game. I know he's a designated hitter, but yeah, you go through and through. He reached base 4 times. He had 3 walks, 3 runs scored, 5 RBIs. You look through it, I mean, it's the clear water winner there for him. It's Reese Garrity from Seneca.
A grand salami, as some would say. I'm unfortunate that
didn't get able to bust out the salami call during his grand slam, but that really turned the tide in inning number three. Reese Garrity of Seneca in a 17-5 win, our player of the game, again brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. So night one, the Zone 2 tournament here in Wathena is complete. Two games on tap tomorrow starting at 6 o'clock. Hopefully the rain doesn't last too long, and hopefully the field is ready to go for night number two tomorrow, 6 o'clock, elimination game between Hiawatha and Doniphan County. And the late game around 8 o'clock, the two winners from tonight, Corning and Seneca. Thanks again for tuning in. For Kurt, I'm Brandon. Crendon to my left. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for more Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.